action item number 15, discussion and possible action on Temple Belton Regional Sewage System Plant Expansion Update. John Hoffman.
This is a follow-up to our previous discussions on the expansion or the planned expansion of the Temple Belton Regional Sewer System. They're our longest tenured wastewater operation at BRA. We started back with them in 1974. It's a cost reimbursable operation, meaning the cities of Temple and Belton, they pay for the cost of the operation plus overhead. Right now, the capacity of the facility is 10 million gallons a day. We're going to need to look at expanding the facility to somewhere around 16 million gallons a day to accommodate growth they're having in the Temple and the Belton areas. We're going to have to get some additional property to be able to do that, and we're going to have to hire an engineer and do some environmental work. And all of this is going to be triggered eventually, the construction part of this, by the flows that are coming in and out of the plant. Let's go to the next slide, please. All right, good. The expansion is divided. We'll go back one, please. Sorry. I didn't know you'd advance. The expansion is divided into two phases. The first phase is the one where we do the property acquisition and the due diligence and the engineering and design of the expansion facility itself. And these are interconnected because until you get the property lined up and get your work done on the property, you don't really know how you're going to be able to configure the expansion itself. So, and we briefed this in some detail, I believe, in January. Phase two of the project is the big piece of this, and that's where the real money gets spent. That's where we actually go in and do the construction project for the 6 million gallons of additional capacity. And the idea is that we will do all of the planning and all of the design work and then set it on the shelf and have it there ready so that when the flow triggers are met, we can take it off the shelf very quickly and begin the construction process. It sounds simple. But as always, the devil's kind of in the details. Next slide. The property that you see outlined in red is the property that we're looking at. This property, as we've briefed previously, is on the south side or down gradient portion of a remediated Superfund site, the corpus of which is up across the road on this side here. Right now, the facility is confined within this area here, in this area here, this being the wastewater treatment plant proper, this being the composting facilities that we have in place down here. We're looking at expanding the facility onto a portion of this property. Because it is a remediated environmental Superfund site, it was owned by an entity that had a difficult time paying their taxes, and it was recently purchased by the city of Belton on the courthouse steps for non-payment of taxes. That occurred in late March. There is, some of you may know, a period of time where the landowner has an opportunity to come in and cure the situation that got him in that place to pay for whatever unpaid taxes he might have, and those timelines run anywhere from 6 months to a year, depending upon your advice from your lawyer. So the city of Belton, while they have secured the property, from their perspective, they are not going to be able to allow any kind of construction-type related access until they have gone through that, what's the term of art that's used? It's a not remediation. What's the term of art? Laura Lee, what's the term of art that they can use on this deal where they got the 6 months to a year where the landowner can come back? Anyway, the landowner's got an opportunity to come back. They don't want to come. They don't want to do anything with this property, especially there is an issue with liens. Redemption, excuse me. Senior moment. There are state and federal liens on this property because of the cleanup activities. The city doesn't want to go in and do anything to deal with the liens until they know they've gotten beyond the point where the landowner can come back. Because it's literally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of liens or an unlimited amount of money on the liens. And so they want to make sure that before they go and approach the EPA and the TCEQ to get those liens removed, that the landowner is completely out of the picture and he can't come back. So that's kind of where we stand right now. Despite all of this, we really need to get on the property to begin the due diligence for the project to see to ensure that there's no environmental damage on the property. So we would do what they call a Phase 1 and a Phase 2 environmental site assessment. And we've asked the city of Belton if they would prefer to do the site assessment or if they would like for us to do it, but we want to make sure that it gets done. They said, we're really comfortable with BRA being involved with that process and ramrodding that process, and quite frankly, we would prefer to do it anyway. So we're at a place right now where both cities would like to see BRA, despite the fact that there are liens that are unresolved on the property, and despite the fact that the environmental site assessments have not been done to clear the property yet. They are so confident because of their tenure with the site and their experience with the site that it's not going to, those environmental site assessments aren't going to yield anything, that they would like for BRA to go ahead and hire an engineer and begin the design work. Understanding that if something unthinkable happens and they identify something in those site assessments where that property is now no longer a suitable candidate, that the cities have to pay for that. That will be their lost effort that you know, eventually we'll have to pay to have it re-engineered to do another approach. So they understand that. They say they're comfortable with that. So what we have brought to you is a resolution that would allow us to be able to go to the cities and move forward, but very clearly states that they are aware that they are taking a little bit of a chance by deciding to move forward in this manner. Laura Lee worked very carefully to word this in such a way that it makes it very clear that, yeah, we'll move forward, but understand that you're asking us to move forward, knowing there are some loose ends here, and that you're responsibly telling us to do that.
What's the alternative if that land proves unusable?
That's a very good point. Would you go back to the map slide, please? This is good. This is a landfill, a closed landfill. We're not going to be able to build anything on top of that. This is going down to the river, so it's in the floodplain. We're not going to be able to build anything there. It looks like there is a portion of the old plant that could be removed, and we could perhaps fit something inside of this area right here. To do that would require some significant engineering. My guess is that if we are not able to access this site here, we get to try to figure out how to get a real tight footprint with that expansion. Here? This is the Superfund site. This way? It's a part of an industrial park, and I don't know if this is a part of this same site or not, or a part of this site that's right here, but it's an industrial facility that's privately owned. I don't think the logistics would lend themselves to being able to go over here to build the expansion. I'm sure, though, that's something that we would have to begin to look at.
What road number is that runs through there?
What road? Uh-huh. I don't know the name of the road. I don't have the road number right off the tip of my tongue. This is the one that comes in at the McDonald's.
It's 93.
Yeah.
FM 93.
You drive right by it coming up and down I-35 all the time. And I-35, just for perspective, is right up here. Okay.
John, just as a remind me, I've slept since your last briefing. This is a site we own, correct?
Sir?
Is this a site we own? We own the plant?
We own this in trust for the cities of Temple and Belton. The project owns this and this right here.
Okay.
And that's part of our due diligence is, while the city of Belton owns this, we're treating this like an arm's length transaction where we're buying it from just an unnamed third party because we are acting in trust for the cities of Temple and Belton. And in this particular instance, that's important because Belton is a minority partner in the arrangement. They have less of the capacity of the plant than what Temple does, and therefore they have less of the financial obligation for the overall expansion facilities.
I just wanted to make sure I understood it correctly.
Yes, sir. And another thing to note is that we will be negotiating a new contract in reflection of this probably within the next year.
Okay. Are there any more questions for John? You could please read our resolution.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 27, 2009 meeting. I think we have a carryover from yesterday. We are recessed from yesterday. Is it 27th or the 28th?
It's April
27th. Okay. Even better. At its April 28th, 2009 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority and the cities of Belton, and Temple, collectively known as the cities, are presently parties to a contract for wastewater services at the Temple Belton Regional Sewerage System, TBRSS, which became effective July 19, 1971, whereby authority owns and operates the facilities that comprise TBRSS on behalf of Belton and Temple, whereas the authority and the cities have determined that in order to meet the continuing wastewater treatment needs of the cities, the TBRSS facility must be expanded, whereas Belton has a tract of land available which may be utilized for the expansion, subject to several necessary points of clarification, including an environmental assessment and removal of liens, whereas authority and cities agree that authority should acquire the tract from Belton in order to own and operate the expansion as part of TBRSS, whereas the cities desire to initiate engineering work necessary for the expansion while due diligence and acquisition activities are conducted on the expansion tract, and whereas the authority and the cities anticipate performing the engineering and site acquisition activities under an interim land acquisition and engineering services agreement with an amended or new contract to be executed prior to construction of the expansion, now therefore the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby resolves as follows. The General Manager CEO is hereby authorized to execute an interim land acquisition and engineering services agreement with the cities to facilitate the expansion of the TBRSS facility. And the General Manager CEO is authorized to execute agreements for engineering services, appraisal services, survey services, environmental analysis services, and title work for the expansion of the facility in an amount not to exceed $5 million, with the cost of such services being reimbursed by the cities. And the General Manager CEO is authorized to acquire the expansion site on behalf of TBRSS subject to resolution of the existing title, lien, and environmental concerns.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. The chair will entertain a motion to adopt. Moved by Scott, seconded by Christian. Please poll the board.
Is that enough to declare it?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Abstain.
Director Landrum?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes. Thank you, John.